This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I am great.
That's great. Who are you?
Alexandra.
That's good. Good to know that you know my name. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, what am I to say?
Anything you like.
Well, I love music and I love arts and biology. Oh my god, there's... Sorry, I concentrate on this Jaeger in there.
Oh, random book of...
No, Jaeger, there's Jaeger in there, it's yum.
Stop looking at the bar.
No, I'm not an alcoholic, I just like flavours. Anyway, yeah, I guess I like flavours, I like food, haha. And... What should I say?
Anything you like. Your time to shine.
Well, if it's views on, like, people's sexuality, I think...
No, just tell us a little bit about yourself first.
About myself. Okay. Well, I go to Girls High. And at my last year, I have no idea what I'm going to do next year, but just get a job or something. Okay. In the meantime...
What music do you like?
I like all kinds of music. I'm not really one to judge anything. I'm more like a person that accepts everything and help people out when they need it. Yeah.
So, you went to the QSA yesterday?
Oh, last week?
This is actually my first time here. But
your first time?
I've been meaning to come here for a long time. Just
you're the virgin.
Never, yeah, I never got around to it because I had parents' restrictions before, but now I don't live at home, so I can go out if I want to. Yeah.
So, what is your sex?
I am a girl.
You're a girl?
Yeah.
So, if I say gender identity, are you a girl as well?
No, actually, surprisingly. I kind of switch between both sexes depending on my mood and also depending on who I am with, like what I feel comfortable as being. So, around my friend Carla, I'll be a complete tomboy and we'll do insane things. And then around Lauren, I'll be really hyper and girly, but also sometimes a tomboy. Yeah,
that's just more expression.
Well, how I feel.
Expression is like feminine, masculine, tomboy. Blah.
Well, even though I am a girl and love being a girl, I actually have that masculine vibe about me because I just like it.
Do you feel like you want to be a male sometimes?
I used to, but now I've just kind of accepted that it doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter, but yeah, I used to be a joke about being a guy and dress up as a guy and everything, and you know, but now I personally don't really care what I come off as, it's, you know, yeah.
So what is your sexuality?
I am bi, so greedy.
Oh, so that's not what they call it these days.
No, it's just some people call it greedy. I call it, I just say, well, I'm not going to judge people by, you know, their sex and, you know, their physical sex and, you know. I'm more like judge people by who they are and I judge them on that. So I don't really notice the sex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really... I guess it comes off with the really accepting part of me. But, yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit what's...
That?
Yeah.
I have a scar.
That's a scar?
Yes. You know, when you get baby shots when you're a baby, well, they give you like shots just to help start you so you don't get sick and stuff, being so young and your immune system being so new. I had a bad reaction to my shot, and my eczema flared up, so I got eczema, it's just coming under control now. And, well, when my eczema flared up, I was, 3 days old, so there's actually pictures of me without it. I was 3 days old, and my parents' friend at the time, she really wanted to scratch my face, but my parents said no because you will hurt her, and you know, being an infant and having really vulnerable skin, it's going to, you know, do something, and it's exactly what it did. And she scratched my face and I got a really scabby there, and ever since it's just been scarred and brown. And I used to get ridiculed for it growing up. I was not the popular one growing up at primary. I was more like the one everyone picked on because of it. And I found that really sad because it was you know, it wasn't something I could control, but it's just the ignorance of children.
Why would they want to scratch your face?
Because I had eczema and I was trying to scratch, but so she probably wanted to scratch it to make me feel better, but really she just made it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when did you realise that you were bi?
I think I realised quite early on. I mean, I always had a thing for girls, and I didn't develop my, you know, thing for guys until right up to high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I thought maybe I was lesbian because mm-hmm. I loved girls, mm-hmm. and I still do. I guess I'm a typical guy when it comes to a good-looking girl. Like, I'm not, like, classing girls or anything, but yeah, you just can't ignore it. But then I realised I'm bi. During high school, I accepted that I was bi, mainly because my friends around me were also bi, and it was really acceptable thing in our group, and I loved it. You know, you didn't have to like hide the side of me. So I just thought in the end, no, I'm just going to be me, you know, and I'm just going to accept it. You can't control it, and you know, don't feel like bad about it or anything. I mean, it's just who you are. I mean, you might not like it, but yeah. Better being who you are than trying to be something you're not.
How did you feel when you realised?
Actually, it was kind of a bit upsetting because my mum doesn't like bi's because she finds us greedy. That's probably where I got the greedy bit from. Yeah. She doesn't mind lesbians or gays, but when it comes to bi, she just thinks you're greedy and you can't make up your mind and you're being stupid. Mm. So I was a bit really reluctant to let her know. But father was always accepting, and he always knew it wasn't me, so...
You could have always told her that you're a pansexual.
Probably, yeah, but I get big words with mum, she's not going to pay attention. I'm not saying she's illiterate or anything, it's just on... more like on the... What do you call it? It's biological side, really? Like, things other to do than with, like... things that she's great with, like teaching and everything like that. She's not going to understand it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you ever went for a denial period when you realised that you're a bi?
Actually, I had been into girls for so long, I actually went through a denial stage where I didn't like guys.
Mm.
Yeah, and
that's quite, I've never heard this before. It's generally the other way around.
It's just because
I was born lesbian. I refuse to date guys. No. I'm coming out of the closet. I'm bi.
I guess it's because growing up, you know, always being into girls and always accepting it and stuff. Guys, the idea of being with a guy kind of scared me, so I was really reluctant to. You know, accept it, but eventually I did. And so I'm actually really okay now.
Yeah, you're okay around guys.
I mean,
you've always been around okay around guys, but
I grew up around guys because I was a tomboy.
Yeah.
And I always liked girls, and when I had girlfriends, we just kind of been like overly friendly. Mm. So it was I was used to it, but when it comes to like seeing a guy other than a friend, was new.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shock for you. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like, oh my god, what is wrong with me? He's my friend, Eve.
Like, oh my god. He's hot.
But it's not...
No, I can't do this.
It's not really looks that make me like someone. It's who they are, and that's probably why I leaned towards friends, is because...
That sounds more like pansexual than bisexual.
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe it is pansexual.
Yeah, because...
I just consider bi just so people don't get confused, so I know exactly what I'm on.
Bisexual is more about a physical attraction between two genders, where pansexual is more about... your feelings for for the person as the personality.
Okay, so pen.
Yeah.
There we go, cleared that up. I am not greedy.
You're just very open.
Anything else you like though?
The next question.
Yes.
So, are you out of the closet?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely was out since... Year 9.
Year 9?
Yeah. As close as that, I just let everyone know.
So, what happened? Who did you tell first?
I told my friends. Mm. They always knew it, so it wasn't really anything new to them. But telling classmates, they kind of, like, you know, got a bit stupid over it, but eventually they just, like, nah. Doesn't bother. I love it because the people that I'm around are really accepting, and also the people that I'm around now are even more accepting or even part of it themselves. So
especially if they're going to like closet space.
Well, I always mean to go because you know, just to see everyone else's views and stuff. I mean, I find it really. I'm not going to like, you know, classify anyone. It's just who you are and everything.
Everybody has something in common.
Exactly. I find that awesome, you know. And, you know, you should be proud of it because it's better to be proud than to be ashamed. Because ashamed, you can get hurt. But proud, you feel pride. And you're just happy.
Yeah. So when you came out to your parents?
Came out to my... it wasn't a very happy thing to come out with my parents because...
Dun.
Well, Dad, it was simple and easy. He always knew it. And so, and also him being accepting, he's got, you know, he's got a gay uncle, so he's used to it and he accepts it and he doesn't see anything wrong with it. Mm. He just says be careful because people can hurt you.
Mm.
But other than that, he's just really well welcomed it.
I think everybody, in that case, I think that's the case for everybody, though.
Yeah. I think that what made me really happy about him proving that he really did accept it is like, don't you ever sneak a boy or a girl in your room. I don't want to find a boy or a girl in your room, Alex. Or a girl. Classify the girl, you know, and he was like really pointing out girl. I don't think it was either he was accepting it, but he knew I leaned more towards girls, so he'll know I'm more likely to see a girl than a guy. Mum, when we actually had a real big argument, and that's when I was just like, you know what, I like girls more than like guys. That was when I was going to a stage where I did actually like girls more than guys before I came to the point where I just accepted both. And I just screamed it out at her and then just stormed off. And Dad, you know, didn't like how I told her. You know, I could have told her in a more mature way and not just outed it because obviously it would have been a shock for her because she didn't notice it. I mean, you know, you see a lot of people as tomboys. I mean, she was a tomboy growing up and so she didn't think anything different of it.
And she probably thinks that you're the perfect child.
No, not the perfect child.
But
actually, I'm considered the most rebellious child in the family. But that's
close
only
enough.
That's only because I'm the most honest child in the family. I mean, the only reason why other people in the family aren't considered rebellious is because they're quiet, they lie, they, you know, keep, you know, don't be honest, but I'm just honest and I like being honest. And so, obviously, honesty keeps yourself in trouble, but oh well.
So, within your little friends group, you had a bit of a support system, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a great support system. I mean, my friend Carla, she's my best friend, being my best friend growing up, she was always, she actually had a denial stage with me too, going through where she didn't like guys, or didn't like the idea of liking guys, and actually she only now has finally accepted it, and actually got a first guy boyfriend. I mean, first boyfriend really, because everyone's been girlfriends, and you know. Maybe it was just she was scared as well.
So it's kind of funny. It's like lesbians, the new straight.
No, it's just that would actually be really awesome, though. I mean, I would go for that.
Yeah, the new straight.
And also, I had another friend who is not my friend anymore because she decided to really hurt me, like not physically, but you know, messing around with friends and that, and giving me a title I don't deserve because I've never done it. And so, yeah, but she's also one, and so she was really accepting as well. I mean, she would work for it as well, and would but more lean towards being a lesbian than actually straight. I guess that's maybe. Maybe it's kind of a thing for girls to be either really proud of or proud to be different, or I don't know, it's just and so it was really accepting. And also I've got someone in there, Lauren, who is also she's deciding she's deciding on her own sexuality and deciding on what she likes. So
it's like bi-curious in a way.
She's also deciding on her gender, so she's not actually really sure on anything, because at the moment she's not really keen on anything at the moment, so we'll just give her time to figure it out.
Yeah. You've been in relationships before?
A lot of girl relationships.
Tell me about them!
Well, they were really... I guess I was a bit... Well, really stupid when it came to girl relationships. I didn't take them seriously, but I guess
flings,
it's
kind of
flings. It's because they were more like, you know, friends and accepting, and I guess they didn't really take it seriously. Mm. I mean, I didn't take it seriously, but also I was young when I did all that.
Mm.
So a lot of girl relationships, and then one boyfriend a couple of years ago, and I stopped going out with guys ever since him, because we went out for 9 months, but he decided to blow me off because he wanted to... Because after I built up, you know, his confidence and everything, and making him feel good about himself, and built up his social life and everything, he's just like, no, I don't need you anymore. And
oh, just, thanks a lot.
Which is probably the reason why I went through that denial stage, because it really hurt.
Yeah.
And... I try not to get emotional over all this stuff, but yeah, it really hurt. And I didn't date anyone since then. Nobody since then. And only recently, well, not really recently, more like during the whole beginning of this year, and from probably what, end of school last year, I got really close with my friend, who is now my boyfriend, Brayden. And and he's just, I hope. Well, now that I'm more mature and, you know, more serious on relationships, I don't want to, like, blow it off over stupidity or, and not taking it seriously, because, you know, there's no point in that. What's the point of going out with someone if you're not going to stick with them?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, I hope we last, and yeah.
So, how do you meet other people in the gay community or LGBTIQ community?
I think it's really, how do I meet them?
Yeah.
Or how do I just, like, how do they out with it with me?
Oh, kind of how thing. Do you meet them?
I don't know, I just meet everyone.
They're attracted to you. It's like, not like sexually attracted, more like they're attracted, like...
Well, I'm social, and
they come to you.
Even if they're, like... quiet and everything, I'll talk to everyone and anyone, because I'm nice and I like making sure someone's okay. I mean, I'm that nice. Because I'm so open about my sexuality, I guess it maybe gives them a cue to be, oh, I can be comfortable around this person, I can tell them, you know. So I guess that's probably how it was.
Yeah.
So what is your definition of virginity?
Well, my definition is probably different from a lot of people, because I got mine stolen twice. So I guess the definition of virginity is where I always thought it was, you know, that first time when you actually, you know, do it for the first time. But if you have it stolen, then maybe you can, you know, consider first time when you're actually willing to give it away. That's what I think.
Reclaiming it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sad that you don't have it. I mean, it hurts that I didn't have mine. But... when you're really honestly willing to give it away, you want to give it away, you know, and you feel ready to give it away and ready to let it go. That's what I think is the definition of virginity, not for the fact that you've actually done it. Unless when it was actually your first time and you did really want to give it away, then that's my definition, really.
Have you been abused or received any abusive behaviour because of your sexuality?
I did for a couple. Every now and then, I'll get the odd person that goes stupid, and you know, it's just by sheer ignorance and arrogance. Yeah, where they would insult me for it and insult my friends for it because they're with it too. Yeah, and I would just ignore them because they just don't know. And you know, really honestly, feel sorry for them, because if they're going to be rude enough to do that, then obviously they're just. They're unhappy with themselves or trying to put up a wall where they are something that they're not, you know. And maybe it is just plain arrogance, you know, I don't want anything to do with that kind of thing. Just it's their own view, so I don't really take it to heart when I get insulted about it, because they just don't know. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the interview.
Oh, you're welcome.